today, these three players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you, Rod Roddy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Press Your Luck. It's big bucks here. We're talking, close to 100,000. In fact, we had somebody win 110,000. There are whammies around. The whammies take away all the money. So you never know what's going to happen. So stick around, because anything can happen. Right now, we know what's going to happen. We're going to meet the players vying for the bucks, starting with Joe Young.
Hello,
Mighty
Peter.
Joe Young. How are you?
Hello, Peter.
Where are you from, Joe?
I'm originally from Indianapolis, Indiana. I am now living in Los Angeles. And I want to say hello to everybody back east, my friends and family.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Do you have a list, or you just want to say hello to them collectively?
I think I'm going to have to do it like that, just to cover everybody.
All right, Joe. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. Our second player is our champ, Mike Coyani, with $33,739. Mike.
Woo-hoo!
You live right, Mike.
I have not had this much excitement. I cannot, you know, back when I was 16 under the boardwalk at Seaside Heights, but... My mom's watching. Let's
I'll
not
take
talk
your word
about
for it,
that.
Mike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen today. Could be more bucks. And then again, who knows? Joe and Linda look like they're pretty tough.
We're ready.
Let's do it.
Our third player is Linda Walker.
Hi.
How are you, Linda?
I'm fine, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine. And you are studying purple.
Yes, I love purple.
Is that your favorite color?
Yes, it is.
Well, it looks very nice on you.
Thank
and,
you.
And you also like certain kinds of canines, right?
Irish setters. They're my favorite. I used to have three of them.
You have three?
I used to. No, they've since gone on.
Oh, so maybe you'll get some more money and you'll get a bigger place.
Maybe, I'd love it.
Well, let's see what happens.
Okay.
You ready? Let's do it, gang. Buzz in answer gets you three spins, as you know. A multiple choice answer gets you one spin. And you know what all those spins turn into? Bucks. Here we go. According to the Daily News Record, when they go shopping for clothes, what fraction of American men bring their wives along?
One half.
So one half. Again, one half. Is it one half, one quarter, or three quarters,
I'm
Mike?
I'm going to go with one half.
What are you going to go with, Linda?
One half.
Wives help make those clothing decisions for half the husband. Oh. Joe gets three spins, Mike a spin, and Linda a spin. And did you know that I used to work for the Daily News Record when I was first out of college? Isn't that amazing? Guess you had to be there. Okay. If you wanted to attend the annual Cannes Film Festival, which country would you have to visit, Mike?
Monaco.
All right, is the correct answer Monaco, Belgium, or France, Joe?
Monaco.
What do you think, Linda?
Monaco.
We have an atlas over here. Hey, guys. Cannes, Nice, Mediterranean, French Riviera. France!
Hey.
Yeah. Have you ever been to France? Joe is saying...
Embarrassingly so.
Embarrassingly so. Nothing further need be said, Joe.
Okay.
We move right along to question three. In a standard game of Monopoly, how much money is each player given to begin... Linda?
$200.
How much is each player given to begin the game? Is it $200, $1,000, or $1,500, Joe?
$200.
What do you think, Mike?
I'm going to say $1,000.
Well, each player begins the Monopoly game with $1,500. Whoa! You feel badly. How do you think they feel? All right. Last one. Redeem yourselves, gang. Here we go. Which Las Vegas star has his own museum, which will soon include a building shaped like a piano? Mike.
Liberace.
Is it Liberace, Wayne Newton, or Frank Sinatra?
Liberace,
Joe?
Is it?
What do you think, Linda?
Liberace.
The piano-shaped museum belongs to Liberace. Woo! Joe to four.
Yeah.
Mike to four. Linda to two. $100,000. Don't go away. We'll be back after this for us. Big bucks. All right, you want some money? Oh, go to a bank. What are you bothering me for? There's over 13,000 up there, some bucks, and there's some whammies. You do not want the whammies. Now, listen, you want to win this round. The reason you want to win it is because you want to play last in the final round and you want the bucks, okay? You know about passing your remaining spins during your turn, and four whammies will make you tearful. Fewer spins first. Linda, you with two. Are you ready?
Let's go. Big bucks. Big bucks. Let's get that car to the stop. Come on. Stop.
Stop. Stop at $100 and a spin. Two spins left. First place. Here we go.
Okay, big bucks. No whammies. Stop.
Stop. Move on space. 750 or 100 to spin. 750, 850. One spin.
Come on.
First place, Linda.
I'm going. Okay, come on. Big bucks. No whammies. Stay out of there. Stop.
Stop at $500. 1350. First place for now. Tie with Joe and Mike. Claire to my left. Joe's first with four. You ready, Joe?
I'm ready. Let's go with it.
Okay, no whammies. No whammies. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $700.
All right,
three
all
spins.
Right.
Second place.
Okay,
let's keep it
going. Keep it going. No whammies. No whammies. Gotta get it. Gotta get it. Stop.
Stop at big bucks. $1,500.
Okay.
$2,200.
Okay.
Joe, first place by about $850, two spins.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's go. Okay, come on. Another big bucks. Another big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $300. $2,500. $1,150 more than Linda. One spin.
I will go one more time.
Here we go.
Okay. Okay, let's go. No whammies. No whammies. No whammies. Stop.
Stop. That's the breakdance Indiana style, Joe, but this game is far from over. We go to Mike with four spins. You ready, champ?
I am ready.
Here we go.
No whammies. No whammies. Stop.
Stop moving space to 500 or 300 and a spin.
$500.
500, you have it. Three spins.
Take the
second
dollars.
Place.
Let's take the dollars. All right, let's go with the big bucks. And stop.
Stop at watches.
Watches.
Mike.
That's what I wanted.
Those watches are worth $345. $845, two spins.
I'm taking them.
Here
I'm taking the spins. I'm going to press my luck. Come on, big buck, stop.
Stop at $550.
Beautiful.
$1,395. First place by $45. One spin, Mike.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to take my spin. I can't have no whammies here. No whammies. And stop.
Stop.
Woo. Hello. Do you know me?
Oh, Mike, $0. Joe, $0. And Linda with $1,350. You have first place in the advantage. And we're coming right back after these words for a whole new round. Don't go away. All right, we're back for more questions. I promise there won't be any questions concerning Cannes or France, or, you know, put you in a difficult position. But you never know what these questions are going to give you. They're going to give you opportunity to get answers, opportunity to give me answers and get spins, and spins become bucks. Makes sense, doesn't it? Good, because I didn't know where I was going when I started. Okay, here goes the first question. How many tablespoons are in a standard quarter-pound stick of butter? Mike?
Eight.
Is it eight, six, or 12, Joe?
I'll say eight.
What do you say, Linda?
Six.
A standard quarter pound of butter has eight tablespoons.
Right.
Joe gets a spin, Mike gets three. Mike, how did you know that?
I don't know.
Are you a cook?
I'm a cook, yes.
All right, I knew I'd find the answer somehow. I mean, nobody would know that. Here we go with the second question. Let's see if you can evolve an answer to this question. What scientist gave us the theory of... Linda?
Darwin.
Theory of evolution. Is it Darwin, Galileo, or Newton, Joe?
It's Darwin.
What do you think, Mike?
Definitely Darwin.
The evolution theory came from Charles Darwin. Joe to two. Mike to four. Linda gets three. Last question, right? No, it's number... I just want to see if the producer was awake. Sometimes he nods off on us. Here we go. Known as the city of big shoulders, it's given us our tallest skyscrapers and a mayor named... Mike?
Chicago.
And a mayor named Richard Daley. Is it Chicago, New York, or Boston, Joe?
It's Chicago.
What do you think, Linda?
Chicago.
City of Chicago, of course.
Woo!
Joe goes to three, Mike to seven, and Linda to four. Now comes question number... Can't fool me. Here's one from the history books. What American document starts with the words, when in the course of human events, it becomes, Mike?
Declaration of Independence.
It becomes necessary. Is it the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, or the Gettysburg Address, Joe?
It's a... Can you repeat the
Sure. Is it the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, or the Gettysburg Address?
The Constitution.
What do you think it is, Linda?
Declaration of Independence.
Those words begin the Declaration of Independence. Joe stays at 3, Mike goes to 10, Linda to 5, and you know where these players are going? The Lord, the Bucks. Come on back. We're talking about $100,000. All right, gang, this is your shot at the big board. You know how much is up there, over $100,000. And there are wonderful prizes, big screen TVs, surf jets, trips, cars, and the goodies. There are some whammies, you don't want them, obviously. And Linda, the $1,350 you'll play last, since you won round one. And there's a tie between Joe and Mike with both zero buckaroos. So player to my left, Joe, first three spin.
Come on, Joe.
Let's go. Big bucks, no whammy, stop.
Stop it, move on space, 2,500, 2,000, or okay. Lose one whammy.
Okay, we'll go with 25.
2,500, you
okay,
got it first
okay.
Place. Two spins, Joe.
Okay, let's go, no whammies. Gotta get those big bucks, stop.
Stop at $2,000.
Yo, yo.
4,500, yes. First place, one spin,
okay,
Joe.
Okay, let's go. Come on, let's go. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at 500 and a spin.
Woo! Okay,
$5,000, Joe.
More
you still
spins,
have one spin.
Going on. It's good. Big bucks, come on. Big bucks and a spin. Big bucks and a spin. Stop.
Stop at 1,000 and a spin.
Okay.
6,000. Moving up, Joe. You have one spin left.
I'm going to do it. Let's go. Okay. Big bucks, another spin. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at 1,750. Woo! 7,750.
Okay. That's good.
Nice amount of money, Joe. Let's see how it holds up. We're going to go to Mike with 10 spins.
Okay. I got 10 spins. I want
chance going at it.
Big plan. Stop.
Stop at 1,000 a spin.
$1,000.
Third place. Still 10 spins, Mike.
10 spins. I'm fresh and I got plenty of spins. Let's go. And stop.
Stop and pick a corner. 1,750.
Woo!
A car.
We're going for the car.
A New York car. I figured as much, Mike.
Oh,
that's $5,913. That's 69-13, second place, 9 spins. About $800
separates
you and Joe.
I need bucks.
Here we go.
I need bucks. Let's go, baby. No whammy. Stop.
Stop at 1750.
1750.
8,663. 8 spins, first place by about 900.
Impressive.
Here we go.
$50,000 I'm going for. And stop.
Stop at 2,000 more. Five figures, Mike, 10,663, 7 spins.
I'm pressing
first
my luck.
By almost 3,000.
I'm going to press my luck. I need big bucks, no whammies. Stop.
Stop.
Elementary, my dear Fang. It was greed that got it.
Well, they took your car, Mike, but you can get it back. You have 6 spins. You
I'll
wanna
get
go for
it? 6 spins. I'm going.
All right, here we go.
6 spins. I'm pressing my luck. Stop.
Stop.
Woo!
Mike,
you guys like me.
You are in the horns of a dilemma. You have 3 whammies, no dollars, 5 spins.
Five
one more
spins.
Whammy, you'll be out of the game.
I gotta get some money.
You go for it?
Okay,
luck. Mike, here we go. 5 spins.
Let's go for it. Let's go. And stop.
Stop. Go back 2 spaces. 4,000 and a spin.
Okay.
Still 5 spins.
4,000.
Second place.
I'm playing.
All right.
I'm playing. 5 spins. And stop.
Stop.
Hasta luego. Arrivederci.
Bye-bye.
Bon voyage. That means goodbye.
Well, they sent you away with a little few bucks in your pocket,
that's
Mike,
okay.
But you're out of the game.
Okay.
Now we go to Linda with 1,350 and 5 spins. Here we go.
All right.
It's Linda and
okay,
Joe.
We're on 5,000 spins. No whammy this time. No whammy. Stop.
Stop. Whoa. Little whammy. Linda, maybe you ought to tell them that it's you. They may think it's still Mike, you know?
Yeah, come on, you guys.
It's Linda. Mike. 4 spins. You ready?
We gotta go. Come on. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a pool table, Linda. We're 1,505, second place. 3 spins.
We're going. Okay, come on. No whammies this time. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at 750 and a spin.
Okay.
2,255, still 3 spins.
Go.
$5,500 separates you and Joe.
Okay, come on. Big bucks now. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a surf jet, Linda.
Okay.
That's worth $2,350. $4,605. You have 2 spins left and you have
gotta
about $3,100 to go.
Gotta go. Okay. Come on now. $5,000 and a spin. We want
jumping up and down just about the same way the whammy was, Linda. Let's talk for a minute. Linda, you have two whammies.
Pass.
All right, because if you pass, by the way, by passing, which she's doing to Joe, if Joe whammies, both Linda and Joe come back with $0 because they would not have whammied out of the game as Mike did. So it's if you can avoid the whammy, Joe, you'll be the champ.
All
Joe, Linda, let's see what happens.
All I want. No whammies. No whammies. Stay away. Stay away. Stop.
Stop at $500
yes.
And Joe.
Yes.
You're the champ today with $8,250. Congratulations. Okay. We'll come back and chat after these words.
Okay. All right. That's all right.
All right. We're back with today's big pressure up winner, Joe, with $8,250. Well done, Joe. And guess what? It's all cash, and you don't get to hear Rod Roddy. $8,250 is solid cash.
This is for my sister, also in Boston. Thank you very much.
All right. Well done,
okay.
Joe. You're going to come back and do it again.
I am.
Mike, no need for to be upset, Mike. You are leaving us with $33,739. Congratulations. You've been a lot of fun.
Good luck
with all that loot, Mike. Let us know what goes on.
Thank you.
And Linda, thank you for being with us. We have some nice prizes for you.
Thank you.
Now, before we leave, I have a letter from Mrs. Roseanne Saba and daughter for Jennifer Lynn from Old Bridge, New Jersey. It's not old. It's a new one. I got a new one here. It's not old. She writes in, and here's some pictures that she sent in. Dear Press, your luck. As a working mother, I do not get a chance to watch your show. However, my 9-month-old daughter is an avid fan. As you can see by the enclosed pictures, my daughter gets great enjoyment from your show. These pictures were taken by the babysitter who says she prefers your show over cartoons or Sesame Street. Well, that's two we're ahead of. As you see by the pictures, my daughter is strapped in her rocking horse as she gets so excited she nearly jumps right out of her seat. We have a producer that we strap on his rocking horse. He goes crazy when contestants win money. I thought you would really enjoy the pictures. Thank you for your time, Mrs. Roseanne Saba and daughter Jennifer Lynn. That's sweet. Thank you, Roseanne. And say hi. Hi, Jennifer. Don't jump out of your seat, Jennifer. It's okay, Jennifer. With my picture, it looked as though Jennifer was trying to cover her face, but what the heck. Are we out of time? We have more time because we can play. I can do a dance. I guess we're out of time. Lucky audience. Until next time, this is Peter DeMarkin saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
If you've got a cell phone, you could be...